Chrissy, yes. Are you laughing at me?
I'm laughing at everything, yes.
joined in the studio by Chrissy Loveday, one of our local authors. Now, Chrissy, you're here to talk about your new book, first yes. of all, which is out on the 27th.
That's correct, yes.
Tell us.
It's a people's friend pocket novel. They're very little sort of papery books that are sold in newsagents and sort of all the supermarkets usually have them as well. Quite inexpensive. I think they're £1.80, something like that. So they're very affordable. And I have one coming out on the 27th, as you said, which is called Fragile Strengths. Now, I like these sort of slightly mystical titles, and it's centred on the potteries industry, and you know how fragile bone china is. It will break if you drop it, but it's equally very, very strong. I remember as a child they did an advert where they balanced a double-decker bus on a set of teacups, so it proves they're strong. So this refers both to the china itself and also to my heroine, who is a small, underprivileged young lady who has a lot of talent and works in the potteries industry, and she falls, or the boss falls for her, and she can't believe her luck when she eventually settles down with the boss.
Okay.
Read on from there.
So, how many books have you written there?
Well, it's about 35, 36, I suppose, now.
Wow.
Yes. They sort of grow, they creep up.
Where do you get the inspiration from? Because I know a lot of authors write from personal experience, but 35, having books when it comes to romantic books.
Well, when they say, everybody says, base your writing on personal experience, and I've had a lot of students, I've sort of worked with students before, who say to me, but I haven't had any experience. So I say, well, okay, think about where you live, and that starts to be your experience. So you can then invent your characters, you can invent your plots, perhaps based on where you live, where you've been on holiday. I mean, I'm a great age now, so I've had lots of experiences.
And now, you are a member of the Romantic Novelists Association.
That's right, yes.
What exactly do they do?
Well, a lot of published writers obviously belong to it, but there is also a very large section that helps with new writers. And we have what's called the New Writers Scheme, where people are allowed to join, and for a fee, of course, produce a manuscript each year, which then receives a critique. If it's good enough, it will get a second read from another, obviously all published writers. And then sometimes it's sent on to an agent or even to a publisher, and it's a very good start. Huge numbers of writers today actually started through the New Writers Scheme.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I think one of the other things it does, writing can be fairly lonely, as you can imagine. You've got to sit for long periods on your own. We have a cyberspace group as well. And on that, we can sort of chat to each other. We have a sort of Yahoo group, and we chat to each other each day. And one of the best things about it is you can actually ask for questions.
Yeah.
And there's always somebody there who knows all the answers. It's wonderful.
So, obviously, you've got this book in the can.
Yep.
Is there any work ongoing at the moment?
There is. I'm writing a sequel to it, actually, which is the first time I've done that. So it's quite interesting because Nellie, my main character, has got siblings. So the siblings are now growing up and they're having romances of their own and getting into all sorts of troubles. Actually, back to my cyber group, one of the things that's happening is that one of the siblings wants to marry a young girl and her father objects. And it didn't occur to me that they had to get parental permission. And do you know, it went on to well into the 60s. You had to get father's permission to marry if you were under 21. So if you didn't have a father nearby, then you had to sort of wait till you were 21, basically.
Okay. Now, obviously, from a writer's point of view, we've had the threat to some local libraries with the council cutbacks in Cornwall. What's your viewpoint on that?
I think it's a terrible, terrible shame. so many people use the libraries for so many different things. I mean, it isn't just a matter of books. There are computers available. People can go and use computers. There are people who go in and talk. There are all sorts of sessions. Enrichment to books, shall we say. Now, if these close, an awful lot of people are going to actually lose the chance to read. There are protests going on all around the country. I read of one this morning that I thought was really rather clever. In one of the villages around Milton Keynes, where I used to live, actually, they decided that everybody should go and take out their maximum number of library books at the same time. And there was something like 365 books an hour going out. And the upshot was they actually cleared the shelves just to prove that the library is useful in the community. So, you know, go and get borrowing, everybody. My books always find their ways into libraries as well, which, you know, obviously I'm very pleased about, and I want people to read my work.
So, Fragile Strengths.
Fragile Strengths.
Out on the 27th.
Out on the 27th. Fantastic. And then hopefully it will go into large print, and it will then appear in the libraries that are still open.
Fantastic. Well, Chrissie Loveday, thank you very much for joining us in the studio.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you very much.